It's Playhouse in the Morning, 1-84-0, Jamie, Amy K. Am I the Jerk? Stupid Stories. Who sings it? On the next 20 minutes on the Playhouse of the Morning. Story trending today about Viking funerals. And it caught my eye because, well, I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, obviously. And I went, oh, God, what Viking player died? But that's not what it's about at all. So are you familiar with what a Viking funeral is?
Yes, I almost want one, actually.
What?
So it'd be if your remains are, like, pushed out to sea and lit on fire.
They put
and
it
people
out in a
watch.
Little boat.
Oh, yeah. Like in Game of Thrones.
Well, actually, that's probably for most people the best visual that they're going to have. So, you get pushed out there and people are watching as you're floating away and burning in your casket or your little boat or whatever. Well, that is something that's not really legal, but it might be soon. Now, there's two places in Colorado currently where you can kind of do it. They call it an open-air cremation, but they only allow 12 of them a year, and there's a lot of rules and regulations about it. However, the state of Maine has had a lot of interest from what they're calling Vikings and Vikings fanatics, from people that want them to allow these types of things. And so Maine is considering a bill that would legalize Vikings funerals and open-air cremations is probably a good way to call it. And it would be people getting pushed out to specific parts of water, lit on fire, and they'd have some rules and regulations, but not nearly as many as they have in these spots in Colorado. And the people that are supporters of it are hoping that everyone's going to jump on board and start doing similar things. And then there was a comment of, here's looking at you, Minnesota, because of the football team, and kind of saying, like, well, come on, you guys got, you're the land of all the lakes. Use some of them lakes for these open-air cremations, these Vikings funerals.
That is true. If any state should do it, Minnesota should.
Yeah, I feel like, is it bad for the environment?
I don't know. Would your whole body burn, or because you're in a boat?
No, I feel like you would all of you would burn, but is it toxic for the environment, or is it good? I don't know.
You know, I couldn't tell you, but it would be pretty weird if you're, like, sitting with your grandpa on the boat fishing, and all of a sudden this weird, like, burned boat comes up to you. It's like, what is that? It's just a Viking funeral. The fire didn't quite do the job.
Yeah.
Like, what are you putting in this that it's going to, like, torch the whole thing? Or is it going to be all these little skeleton bones all, floating underwater?
See, it is kind of creepy because you think about it. I would be really upset if I was, like, a cabin owner on Lake Superior and all of a sudden a boat that's half burnt with a dead body burnt also just kind of like sailing by.
That's bad enough. You got to clean up all the dead fish and stuff and the weeds and whatnot. Now you got to go ahead and deal with like burnt human remains.
They would have to have a specific location or something, because think if you're out there on a jet ski or you're tubing or something.
You got to do a job.
When I get my toe cut in. Oh, a skull. Wonderful.
Yeah, I think there would have to be like a specific area.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the people that would request a Viking funeral are probably still like not the majority. However, with Minnesota, North Dakota, some of the Norwegian heritage, I do think there's a chance we live in a region that would be all about the Viking funerals.
What if we did it? So instead of it, just to make sure that it, you know, fire consumes it.
Sure.
Instead of doing just like a bow and arrow with a fire, what if we just do like a little cannon? It's like a little bomb.
Where are we getting a cannon from?
Like a human cannonball kind of thing?
Yeah. So instead of letting them like,
where are you shooting the body to?
Stop. You don't mean we're shooting the body out of the cannon, do you?
No, we shoot it at the boat.
Okay.
No, we don't shoot the
She's shooting
body.
The fire out of the cannon at the boat with the person in it.
So you think it might be more effective if we were shooting rockets or cannonballs at these people's bodies as they spit all over the
you
place?
You thought we were shooting the dead body out of the cannon?
I was wondering where you're shooting it to.
Honestly, that's not that bad of an idea either. If it goes really far, maybe put a little rock so it sinks to the bottom.
Would you be interested in a Viking funeral? Could you see? I'd like to attend one, but as a spectator, not as the Viking.
I would. Yes, I want one. I want to be cremated, but I also think this would be a cool way for me to get cremated. People could be there for it. And as I sail off into the sunset, there she goes, and I want everyone to take a shot.
There she goes. Is that the song you want to go with?
No,
but
it could work.
What about that other segment? It's like, come sail away, come
sail away. Come sail
away,
come sail away, Amy.
They're going to be at the fair this year.
Oh, yeah. Appropriate.
Well, I'm hoping you don't pass away this summer while they're here.
Well, you never know.
Would they make a special trip to a lake to play for me?
Tell you what, now that I know this is something you're interested in, if something happens when we're still in each other's lives, I'm going to throw you in the back of the Y94 truck.
Thank you.
Because I assume if it's within the year or the next 20 years, I plan on still being here. And I'll drive you up to Detroit Lakes, and I'll take care of business. That, or I'll get a kiddie pool for the parking lot.
And if we could get Styx there, I'd rather them not play Come Sail Away. Could they play Mr. Roboto at my funeral?
What?
Listen,
that
if you don't outlive Styx.
Come on, you'll definitely outlive Styx.
You should have like a lot of goals in life. Outliving Styx should probably be one of them.
What if we get them to pre-record it and then you just carry it around with you?
Well, they've already recorded the darn thing.
Yeah. But they have to
will
make
they
it
drop
like
my
personalized.
Name in there?
Yeah.
I like the Come Sail Away, Amy.
What about
you know what? Of
Domo
all this...
arigato, Amy, robot, do, domo. This is it.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo
arigato. What? No.
This is one of my favorite songs.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. It's unfortunate.
I could see you lit in flames.
And now
to this.
Here I go. Shot out of the cannon.
It's a bird. It's a plane. Oh, it's Amy's funeral. Got shot out of a cannon. Oh, nobody's got their window open. God. Why is that the Styx song we have in the computer? That's what I want to know.
Because it's one of the best songs.
Did you put it there?
Maybe.
Probably.
Apparently possible. Well, Vikings funerals. Coming soon to a town near you, if you live in Maine. I haven't heard of it coming to North Dakota quite yet, unfortunately. Stupid stories on the way.
Mic check, 1, 2. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Bring it all.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.